Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so we're getting your overreactions to Michigan, Michigan State, and the world of college football at large. Let me react to something, and if you think it's an overreaction, you can criticize me. I don't really care. But you know my rule with coaches. Your job is to not hurt the team with stupidity. Strike one for Jonathan Smith already. It's strike one. You do this three times, I can't support you as head coach. MSU is up six, and they're on like the 12-yard line. It's fourth and 1.5. Late stages of the game. Now, the fact that we had to worry about a one-possession game against Florida Atlantic is embarrassing enough. However, if you kick the field goal, Rico, you're the mathematician. You're up six. I kick the field goal. How much are you up by?
You are now up nine.
And that's how many possession games?
Two possession. Even with a two-point conversion, you're still up one.
Okay. So you go for it on fourth and 1.5.
You know what? My inner mic came out when I saw that. I was like, huh? What?
And then I don't give credit for owning it, because that's like David saying he cheated on his taxes, but he owned it. Well, you still did the dirt.
Yes.
Jonathan Smith. I don't want to hear, well, I was a little over aggressive.
No,
you were stupid. There's a difference.
The fact that he didn't come out with the whole, well, you know, the analytics and try to and double down on it. That's when I'm like, come on, man. It was a horrible mistake.
It was absurd. It's strike one.
Well, maybe strike 1.5. The play that you call to pick up the first down.
Oh, you mean Jay Johnson descending down like the Virgin Mary and running a slow developing running play?
I thought it was Dave Warner.
Where none of the tight ends actually picked up a block?
Like, what was that? Like, just go ahead. Like, you got the big 6'4 quarterback. Just do a quarterback sneak. No. Wow, we're going to hand it off. Yep.
Okay. No, I want to keep it positive. But no, if you think that's an overreaction, guys, you're welcome to criticize me.
Well, you know what?
It's unforgivable not. Mathematics by a coach.
Mike, it's not. Because it just so happened I was... Here you go, hit the siren. I was standing behind the Florida Atlantic sideline, and they were all saying, wait, they went for it and called that play? And I'm like, yeah. Even they were shocked.
Rico was actually the owl mascot. He was flapping his arms like the St. Joe's hawk. So, all right, go ahead, David. Overreact for me. What do you got? Give me your reactions from the weekend that was, whether it's our local teams or something you saw in the world of college football.
Yeah, overreaction. USC is the class of the Big Ten.
Okay, that's a great
overreaction. They looked really – Miller Moss, I mean, he looked really good. And I'm to Rico's point, they play defense like that. I mean, I'm telling you, man, they may be the class of the Big Ten.
You know, at this point – Penn State is nervous because they thought they were going to get that last spot and it was going to be a shoe-in. Wait, maybe not. Because your win at West Virginia, good. Their win in Vegas, better.
Better. Kenny, overreaction to week one, local or national, your choice.
Clemson is done, Florida is done, and Georgia is going undefeated. That's my overreaction.
Oh. I'm not doing
and
the
that's
undefeated.
Not, and that's not me being a Georgia fan, by the way. You saw how they played. Mike, you said it. That was their B-minus game.
Kenny, you sound like you played.
What's that? Excuse me?
You sound like you played.
I've lost my voice over the weekend. It was a disastrous weekend.
My God.
But
sounds like Dak Prescott after a full game of here we go.
Here we go.
My God, dude. Jeez.
Yeah, my voice is shot. It was a tough weekend.
David, text. What's coming through on the overreaction hotline here on a Monday?
My reaction, Michigan's defense is great. The offense needs a lot of work. That is from Mike. Overreaction Monday. It's been said before, but this year, Miami is back. The U. That is from Brandon at work.
I mean, look, not that anyone here cares, but Cam Ward, when he's right and when he's kind of wrangled in and kept under control, is phenomenal. Now, you saw the bad Cam Ward with the interception in that game, late sideline across his body, like, Cam, this is not Wazoo. You got to stop. Mm-hmm. But then you'll see four NFL throws. Dazzling. I mean, he's a difference maker. Line of scrimmage, they have difference makers both ways. Miami's built right.
Well, Michigan threw away their season by not getting a real quarterback. I can't believe they went into the season thinking walk-on Warren or Alex Orji were good enough.
Okay, this is the question on an overreaction Monday. Does anyone in the crowd believe Davis, Warren, and Orji are going to lead you to a Big Ten championship, a playoff berth, and a run at a natty? If you do, tell me why. I mean, that's the – look, we live in Rico's era of college football. How is it the defending national champions decided to go Dabo Swinney at the quarterback position, bring in no one anyone cares about, and you are rolling with those two?
Mm-hmm.
That would scare me as a Michigan fan.
Yeah, and I know it was just one throw, but, man, when Orji threw the one pass that bounced 10 yards before the receiver, you're thinking to yourself – that's why you're not starting.
Yep.
Because the look on the receiver's face wasn't even like angry. And he was just like, yep, this is what he did all summer long.
I've seen this before. Yep.
David, I mean, he wasn't like, oh, like angry. And it was just like, yeah, you know, this is what I expected of it. It's like, this is what we do. Because you knew what you had. And this was the best option coming out of summer camp and coming out of, you know, was Davis Warren? No, because if anything, because people are like, well, he's, you know, going to get better. And I'd say this. He's been going up against one of the best defenses in the nation all summer long. Fresno State should have been a walk in the park. It should have been, you know what? I don't have to get chased by a bunch of D linemen. I don't have to look out there and see Will Johnson at corner. It's just Fresno State. This should be easy. It wasn't. He struggled. So we'll see what happens against Texas. But, yeah, that to be the option. And you're doing the whole quarterback rotation thing? Okay, sure. That's what works for you.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime, getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Boston College wins the ACC.
Oh, dear God. Okay. I don't think so. I think that's got a lot more to do with Florida State than BC, but fair enough. It was nice to see.
I'm a Georgia fan like Kenny. Nate Frazier is going to be the next great UGA running back. They're also winning the Natty, but that was expected.
By the way, anyone seen what the point spread is for the U of M game? It was 3.5 while you were playing Fresno State. Do you know where it sits right now?
6.5?
7.5.
Wow.
It was 6.5 this weekend.
I'll do the emotional hedge. I'll take Michigan money line. That way, if they win, I get paid. If they lose, it's money well spent. I don't care. I would never lay 7.5 going to the Big House because all Michigan has done for a decade is in the non-conference cover. But 7.5.
Except last week.
No, you're right. You're right. It closed at what, 20.5?
20.5.
Oh, boy.
But what heavy hitters are they looking at in the non-conference? To me, their non-conference is largely unimpressive. They have a couple of tests. But
no, you're right. I guess for me, Kenny, I still...
Texas marching into the Big House is
that's
more of
kind
a threat.
Of disrespectful, though. That's a defending national champ.
Is
and
it,
they're
though?
Catching 7.5 at all?
Someone going to tell me what the plays are?
Kenny, your voice, be quiet. Be quiet now, Kenny.
JJ told me I would have the answers to this test.
I don't know.
7.5, holy hell. Go ahead, David.
My overreaction from week one, Stanford is winning 10 games. That is from Will.
No, they are not.
10 games from Stanford.
10 games, they're 0-1.
That's a super overreaction.
I mean, they covered, and I'm thankful for it, but... 10 games.
Overreaction. USC and Nebraska are going to make the playoff. My Lord.
Okay, take it easy. How about Nebraska starts out by beating Colorado? Baby steps. All right, that was UTEP.
Yeah, I've seen some overreactions on social media that Dylan Raiola is the next Mahomes. I'm like, one game?
He looks like him, and he dresses like him.
But one game?
And he wears the sunglasses like
one
him.
One game?
Bro, I ain't going there with that.
Nope. My overreaction is David might be right on Michigan, and how can I cash out now on Michigan State's 0-4.5?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if that's who MSU is, they won't win 3 games. Yeah. That MSU was such a disorganized, undisciplined pile of garbage. Yeah. I can't even put it into words for you.
You cannot turn the ball over not one, not two, but 3 times in the red zone. That is just...
Only to be outdone by what, 6 personal fouls?
6? No.
More?
More than that.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I think they finished with 140 yards worth of penalties.
Yeah, that
sounds
right.
And most of them were 15-yarders, including, hey, let's double down, let's get a personal foul, and let's go yell at the ref and tell him how you really feel for 30 yards at the end of the game.
That was
but
funny.
But, David, I hope you enjoyed it.
You didn't lose, so.
I can't believe that the bad son literally asked me for ice cream. I can't believe that.
He asked you?
Yeah. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed it.
Why would you buy that rat ice cream? Respectfully, David. David's one son is the black sheep of the family. Okay. He roots for U of M. Why would you buy him ice cream?
Mike, it was so funny that even David's wife just laughed at him and said, yeah, you're not getting ice cream from him.
You should have gone.
That's exactly what she did.
She laughed at him. Was like,
because David's wife is the brains behind the operation. I don't know how the rest of it played out. She's a lovely lady. The point is, you should have got him the ice cream, then dotted it with eye drops. Just like Wedding Crashers. That's what that kid deserves. I said it.
Oh, my gosh.
I said it.
I do have an update from that. You know, there may be another Michigan State fan.
Oh, yes, there was.
You're having another one?
No, I'm not.
No, child number three.
Child number three was saying green and white, and I wanted to run away.
Dave was like, wait, who taught you that? Don't worry about that, Dave.
I learned it by watching you. 248-539-9797. We got callers who want to talk. We're going to them next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.